This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on combating cyber crimes. The participants are Rupa M., Director, Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, and Nishit Kumar, Anchor.
Cybercrime is one crime which has been gaining gigantic proportion in recent times, and the government as well as other stakeholders are doing their best to tackle the menace. And today, to discuss the issue, we are privileged to have amongst us in our studios, Rupa M., Director with the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center. Welcome to our studios.
Thank you.
First of all, we'd like to know what a cybercrime is and what are its types.
Cybercrimes are crimes which is committed through use of ICT infrastructures, information and technology infrastructures. There are two types of cybercrimes. There are cyber-dependent crimes and cyber-enabled crimes. Cyber-enabled crimes are those crimes which are conventional crimes which are committed through use of information and technology infrastructure. Whereas cyber-dependent crimes are such crimes where computers, computer devices and resources are used as a tool to commit cybercrimes. For example, hacking, ransomware attacks, DDoS attacks, all these are cyber-dependent crimes, whereas normal identity theft, online financial fraud, online crimes against women and children, social media related crimes, all these are cyber-enabled
crimes. Phishing as well.
Phishing as well.
So this is really a very serious issue. So what impact do you see of cybercrime on citizens, the economy and security of a nation?
The volume of cybercrime is very high. There is a financial loss, monetary loss to the citizens. There are people who have lost their lifelong savings to these kind of crimes. And it is an emotional trauma to them. There are reputational damages. There are such kind of cyber crimes where victims are not coming forward to report such crime to the police because of reputational damages. Many of these crimes are not being reported to the police or to the I4C on their portal. The large number of crimes are there. Then there is also national security involved, because many a time data harvesting happens, data breaches do happen, and personal informations are being collected by the criminal threat actors, and these are being shared to other criminal actors to commit fraud. Sensitive information might be shared with adversary countries, which is used for espionage purpose or for spying on the citizens of the country and for other purposes. As a result of it, there is national security also involved. And since the volume of the crime is high and the money lost is huge, it has an economic impact too.
So once a person has actually become a victim of a cybercrime, of course, beyond the trauma and everything, he must act and do something to address the menace. So what should a person do if at all he becomes a victim of cybercrime?
Once he becomes a victim of cybercrime and he realizes that he is a victim of cybercrime, immediately he has to report the crime to the nearest police station. That is one option. In case if he is not able to go to the nearest police station, sitting from his home, wherever he or she is, he can report the cybercrime on cybercrime.gov.in, the platform which is provided by I4C for online reporting of cybercrime. And another one, for online financial fraud, they can call 1930 helpline and report their complaints.
That's a national helpline number?
Yeah, that is a national helpline number. And these complaints, once they are reported, they are sent to the jurisdictional police station. The victims can then go there and contact them and help the local police in carrying out investigation of those crimes.
Is it necessary for a person who is a victim of cybercrime to go ahead to the police station and register an FIR purpose?
It is not. In the sense, they can report it sitting from there. But in case of FIR registration by the local police, they have to contact the local police and they have to assist them in carrying out the investigation. Without complainant assistance, the local law enforcement agency will not be able to carry out the investigation, and hence detection would be very difficult. The cooperation from the complainant is important.
What's the role being played by I4C in all this ecosystem, and how far have you been successful in actually delivering the goods?
The vision of I4C is safe cyberspace. I4C is an organization of Ministry of Home Affairs. This organization was created in order to provide a framework for coordinating action in the field of cybercrime. I4C deals with all aspects of cybercrimes except carrying out investigation of cybercrimes. We are focusing on creating awareness to the public on cybercrimes and how the citizens has to take care for prevention of cybercrime. Then another important aspect where I4C is working is capacity building of the law enforcement officers, the judicial officers and the prosecutors. And in the field of forensic assistance is being provided to the law enforcement agency in carrying out investigation of the cases. Then I4C is also doing threat analytics based on the information complaints that is being shared with us. And then we are taking action on so many identifiers which are being misused by the criminal actors by way of blocking of those content under various provisions of IT Act. And also we are coordinating with the regulators to fix those gaps so that these are not misused by the threat actors. In cybercrime, the important infrastructures that is misused by the cyber criminals are IT infrastructure, where your social media platform and other intermediaries come in. The second is the telecom infrastructure, where your SIM cards are being misused. And the third is the banking infrastructure, where the mule accounts are being used to commit fraud for pay-ins and payouts and for laundering purpose. And the other is the human resource itself. These are some of the infrastructure which are being used by the criminals to commit fraud. I4C is focusing on identifying the gaps and then coordinating with the regulators so that these gaps are fixed.
Does I4C have on the portal a window or some system on which the victim can directly go and lodge their complaints or make a grievance?
Yeah, I4C is providing two platforms. One is the cybercrime.gov.in. Anybody sitting from their home can go to the website cybercrime.gov.in and they can report the complaint over there. The other cybercrime helpline number 1930. All the states have set up their infrastructure in their states, and then there are call takers in the states and they take the calls and then the information lands on our portal.
Can a victim do all these things like reporting to the police, lodging an FIR and then also lodging a complaint on the I4C portal? Can they do this parallelly?
They can do it parallelly.
So that it can be taken up
simultaneously. It can be taken up.
Okay. So on Sunday, the Honorable Prime Minister mentioned in his Mann Ki Baat program about menace called digital arrests, which is happening these days. Now, this has assumed almost gigantic proportions these days. Now, what is digital arrest and what actually can be done? The Prime Minister also mentioned about the cybersecurity thing. And in fact, in the program, there was this message of an actual victim of a cyber fraud. So he was trying to lay emphasis on how the citizenry can become more aware and more vigilant about their rights, about the action that they do on the virtual platforms.
Yeah, digital arrest is a type of cybercrime wherein fraudsters impersonate senior officials from reputed law enforcement agency, for example, CBI, ED, TRAI, SEBI, RBI, then NIA, and so many other agencies like Income Tax, Customs, yes. Delhi Police, Mumbai Police, they impersonate. They call the fraudsters and they say that they are involved in a particular crime. For example, they might say that a parcel has gone in their name where there is a drug in that one. It has come to their notice that they are involved in certain crimes and then an FIR has been registered against them. There are n number of reasons that they give to the victims. The victim gets scared listening to them, and subsequently they ask the victims to come on video call either through Skype or through WhatsApp, and then they are informed that they are digitally arrested and they are made to sit in front of them and they are questioned, interrogated, and subsequently all these actions are done in order to extort money. They extort money in the name of bail security, in the name of handling, not registering the FIR also, and also to settle the matter. So there are a number of reasons through which they try to ask money, extort money from the citizens, from the victims. But the victims have to understand there is no concept of digital arrest under Indian
law.
Absolutely. Many are ignorant of that fact. And when the call comes, they get panicked. So there is no reason to get panic. As Honorable Prime Minister in his Mann Ki Baat has told, they have to adopt a strategy of wait, think and take action.
Absolutely.
So when such call comes, you just wait, relax, take a deep breath and think what is happening. You normally know, the victim knows that he has not committed that crime. He has to be confident about himself and try to take time, and then he has to take action. He has to think that he will go to the police station and report. He can say that one to the fraudsters, and he should confidently answer that I have not committed such kind of crime, so there is nothing, you can do whatever you want. They can go approach the local police station. So these kind of tactics they have to use, and simply cut the call also. Just block the number, or you cut the number, and there is no need to carry forward
conversation. That's the thumb rule. Once to know that you are on the right side of the law, you haven't committed any crime or any such thing, you need not panic, you need not fear at all. And just as you mentioned, just cut the call, or maybe block it, or even report it to the police and other agencies and things like that. And yes, our Honorable Prime Minister emphasized this thing that there is no such thing as digital arrest. There is no such provision under the Indian laws wherein it talks about digital arrest. So people must take note of that.
No investigating officer calls anybody and interrogates on the video call. It is normally a notice is served to the person whom they want to speak, and they are called to the police station, or as per the law they are supposed to proceed ahead on that notice and question them or interrogate them or record the statement for that matter. So there is no need to panic.
Coming to the basic problem of cyber security, cyber frauds happening all over. Now, we all know that we can't live without the internet. It's the age of internet. We can't just move. We can't literally breathe without the internet these days. Now, with the exponential rise of the internet, its all-round growth and things like that, the cyber criminals also getting smarter by the day, every day, day in and day out. And we have seen what's happening all around. So what can actually the government and other stakeholders do? Of course, prevention is one thing which you underscored when we talked about it earlier, but what more can the government and the other stakeholders do about it?
The other stakeholders have to identify the regulatory gaps that exist and then try to fix those regulatory gaps when the feedback comes, so that those gaps are not utilized by the cyber criminals. When I highlighted that the banking infrastructure is being misused here, telecom infrastructure is being misused, it is very important that action is taken on those gaps that is there in order to fix those gaps. And all the stakeholders have to come together. In cybercrime, there are many stakeholders. There is METI, then there is DOT, then there is various regulators like RBI, SEBI, TRAI, there is MHA. All different departments, ministries, regulators have to come together and work in a coordinated way to resolve the issues and try to prevent the cyber crimes from happening. That is one important thing. And the second is every stakeholder have to carry out massive awareness program. And these awareness program has to reach till the field level, to the last person at the ground, to the panchayat level. That is what Honorable Home Minister during the first Foundation Day celebration of I4C 10 September 2024, he emphasized the fact that massive awareness program has to be carried out and it has to reach till the panchayat level. And four key initiatives of I4C was launched by Honorable Home Minister during this particular celebration. One was the Cyber Fraud Mitigation Center. Then we have Samanvay platform was inaugurated, which is providing LEA, the law enforcement agencies, assistance in handling and tackling cyber crimes. And there is a suspect repository, the services of which is being used by various banks and financial intermediaries to identify the suspects, so that the suspect in whose name already bank accounts are opened, they are not able to open the bank account in other banks.
Thank you so very much for having joined us and shed so much of light for the benefit of our listeners. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
You were listening to a discussion on combating cyber crimes. The participants were Rupa M., Director, Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, and Nishit Kumar, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.